Thank you, Pastor. It's always good to be here. It is. I honor to be here and have Dr. Vogelin, my friend, and this staff here. And I pray each time I come, I'm so nervous I come here because Bible teachers, college, everybody knows so much. I don't want to mess up. So if I say something different, they say they're right, I'm wrong, okay? But I just honor to be here. I want to mention table in back, and they allow me to put some books in. I have a new CD, my Donna picture on it, and she pretty, I tell you. That worth it right there. And but the song, it's entitled God Always Good, and the song was written about my life. Last year, teenager coming back from a conference I spoke, was giving testimony and said, I don't think I ever forget Brother John saying, God always good, God always right, no matter happen. And her mother, wonderful musician, singer in Fundamental Church, and her mother hear that and said the song came her like a flash, and she wrote it. And I think it real pretty, I do. And about how good God is. Another song on there, never published before now, is called In My Father's Hands. A dear friend of mine wrote. He tells the reason behind it also on there. Our Dr. Eric Capace and wife have four children. But last year, 2 years ago, they miscarried a child. And she pretty far along. And that heartbreak, dear lady, see, that heartbreak. And so, also the youth director, his church, was telling of growing up in broken home. When he's 6 years old, his daddy did this for Christmas. He walked out and left the family on Christmas morning. And he never forgot that Christmas. This dear brother wrote a song, In My Father's Hands. I love it. It's just wonderful. And then other songs on there to encourage. And I talk a little on it too. And I tell my favorite scooter wreck. For I liked it. And other books. I just mentioned one other, and I may mention other. Let me explain this, though. First is, why somebody asked me not long ago, why John, after it's been 8 years, but first year, really, I don't remember much of first year after illness. I was in, out of hospital, just surviving. But why do leave words out? Let me explain why that. Because I learned to talk, read, but I can't memorize lists. So I can't memorize what called prepositions. You hear those? Or connecting words. I can't memorize lists. Like I can't count 100 by ones because I forget where I am before I get there. I can get there by tens because I get there for forget. And so young people don't tell mom, daddy, well, I don't have count. Brother John can't. No, somebody need count. All right. And if I try putting them, what happens? I end up saying like I is going. Well, as soon as say I know wrong, but too late. So I leave them out, let you put them in, and that way if they're wrong, you did it, all right? One of the books I have back there is called My Journey into Alzheimer's. Dear man wrote that book. I just want to tell you a story behind. He with the Lord now. He was pastoring Presbyterian Church, running 2,500. And age 60, started losing massive memory. And doctors say this way to him. Here's what he said. I wish I'd tell you it's cancer, but it's Alzheimer's. And before he loses all memory, he knew as pastor, like us pastor know, what Alzheimer patient becomes. And he knew that facing him. Him and wife sat down, wrote. It's an amazing story, God leading. Saved as teenager out of a poor, poor home. Get out of high school, land a job, buy his dream car, metallic blue Chrysler. And God tell him one day, now think this. Go out in country, old farmhouse, 12 youngins, and pick them up, bring them church. He said, Lord, they messed my car up. You know how bus kids can do. He didn't want them in his car. But God finally, he couldn't get away, so he did. And results, some got saved. He goes to college, great big football player, offered job, NFL, offer contract, big money, but turned down because said he wouldn't play Sundays. And then, as he losing, he coming toward end of life, Dr. Vogelin, hear what he say. Now, remember this, he Presbyterian, but listen what he said. He said when he pastor, he used other translations beside King James Bible. He shouldn't have done that, but he did. He used others. Hear what he say. But now I find it's the old King James that comfort me. He say in there, now he say this, real does. He said, while he building church, he used wrong music, temporary music, music we don't use, see that. But hear what he did. He said his wife got out records. Records. Do you know what records are? Records. We don't use them much now. See, my Donna showed me what they were. And of old hymns, and he says, now it the old hymns of faith that comfort heart. Isn't that good? I wish he hadn't got away from it. But I have that book and others, and all of them about hurting people, because that my heart. I wish every pastor, minister, student would read books about people who've gone through fires and cry with them. Cry with them. The books I have back there on child abuse, lady, go through. It was good me to sit down, read that and cry. Because I've never experienced, but I can cry with those going through. And 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. On my cell phone a few days ago, I got a message from Pastor Love telling me, I'm going to pick you up airport. So I think, oh no, they're out of drivers. They're sending Pastor Love. Then I know. I'm just a speaker, not special speaker, or they wouldn't send Brother Love. I'm expandable, and they can maybe not have me, see, but he got me here safe. My whole life is help hurting people. I know this sound odd, but one day motel, I'm watching news, and they talking about those things on planet Mars. And they were saying, is life there? Well, I don't know if life not. Maybe Bible saying not supposed to be life. I don't know. But here, this way I think. I thought, Lord, if anybody up there and they're hurting, let me help them. I want to help them. no matter where are. I think of little apartments all over America. People sitting there, all they know is a little TV set, isolated, hurting. Oh, we could get in homes then, help people. But even be Mars, wherever, I would, if I ever have a mission, Mars, I'm going to raise money and send Brother Dameron. That'd be the one I'd send. How many of you helped the offering? Hold your hand up. You got a lot of friends, Brother Dameron. That's a one-way trip, too. In 1 Samuel, I want to bring message. I'm going to try new message on you. If you think afterward it'll keep her, tell me. If you don't say nothing. I couldn't sleep other night. About 2-3 o'clock morning, I studying, and I was looking Hannah in 1 Samuel 1. Hannah, and my message is Hannah's problems and how handled it. So we might could learn from as well. And as pastors say, for some of you may be new, I have had relearn everything. I love kids. I do love them. I love them at camp and love teaching. One time I telling junior kids, I said, Brother John, like you kids, my wife had to do for me what your mother for you. My Donna had teach me read write. She had teach me how walk, tie shoes. She had teach me how eat. And I went on. Little boy, junior boy, come up after, said, Brother John, did she spank you too? I said, just little once in a while, but not. Other day, my Donna do anything for me, and I do anything her. And so she has a list, 16 things on it that I like to eat. So she come me, say, okay, here's your list, because I can't remember them good. And she'd name, and then she'll come one, say, oh, sorry, don't have all fixings that. And come down, oh, I don't have time that. Now, what do you want? And I'll say, those two, that's what I want. She loved me. So I eat him, and when I got done eating, I said, where dessert? So she reached over and kissed me, say, that for dessert. I said, can I have seconds, please? Hannah had three kinds of problems. And so I won't confuse them because I just little off night. Let me give you all three words, then message, all right? First of all, her first problem was ordained of God. Ordained of God. Second problem, allowed of God. Her third problem, used of God. Now, we can put our problems in one of three categories. The first problem have is no child. But God tell us why. In this story, we see a man named Elkanah, that is husband. And verse 2 said it had two wives. Well, he shouldn't have done that. God allowed that, but God didn't want that. And always trouble come when they have more one wife. Always had. And here was two. Now, the one in verse 2 said, first says Hannah. Now, because she named first, might be she first wife. I don't know that. I can't say, oh, it have to be. But she named first Hannah. The second, Penina. And now, these two wives, Penina had children. Oh, that dream, every Jewish woman have child, especially man child. But Hannah not able to have children. Now, reason not able, the Bible tells us here, in verse 4, verse 5, but unto Hannah he gave worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. Her first problem was ordained of God. I remember one time hearing man teaching. If you'll pardon me, I wet my lips some here. I had to take a little medicine and make my mouth dry. My Donna said when it does, I get sometime white stuff and that distracting. So I keep this. But no child, because God shut up her womb. But I hear a man one time say, everything happens. And at first I heard people say, amen, amen. And I said, amen, but I wouldn't take it back after thought about it. You ever do that? I amen wrong place. And then I think, oh no, I want that back. I don't know if God lets us do that, but I did. And this man say, everything is ordained of God. But I don't believe true. Because ordained means God caused. I don't believe God causes everything. I think some problems ordained of God. I think some allowed of God. Now this first problem ordained of God. God, and it didn't say because Hannah sinned and not let you have child. No hint of that. Just, you can't have child right now. That's it. Some things we don't cause ourselves. They happen. God bring in our life things. And you have parents. God gave you those parents. You're born into that home. You didn't have control of that. If you're born into a world with a disease, complication, something, my friend, that you didn't cause that. Remember the man asking about the man born blind? They say, who sinned, the parents or him? Jesus said, neither one. It just happened for glory of God. Some problems, I think, are just designed for glory of God. But under first problem, I have an M. Describe Hannah. She miserable. Miserable. I don't believe Hannah should have been miserable. Look what her husband say to her in verse 8. Then said Elkanah, husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Now Hannah weeping because Peninnah, other wife, is putting her down, ridicule, hurting her feelings over not having child. So Hannah not eating, she crying and she hurting. And her husband say, why you weep? Why you not eat? Why heart grieved? Verse 8. Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? Now, let me just say this. Hannah was miserable. She had a wonderful husband. She had a husband toward her like I toward my Donna. I love and adore her. I don't believe anybody could love, adore wife more than I do. But yet this one problem making her miserable. She didn't realize how good had it. She had a husband that loved her. She had a husband. In verse 3, it says, this man went up out of city yearly to worship Lord, sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Here's a man that loved God. Here's a man worshiping. And it appeared that this period of time was very bad, low in spiritual for Israel. But she had faithful man. Love God. Love her. But miserable. Sometimes people let one thing rob them of their joy. Because you can't have one thing you want more other You let it steal away your joy, what have. This is at a time, verse 3, this little wording here. And the two sons, Eli, Hophni, Phinehas, priests of Lord there. Now, Hophni, Phinehas, wicked men, God killed them. Those Eli, two sons, wicked. God finally put up no more of that. He took their life. I'm glad that this thought come my heart, that I'm glad they didn't stop worshiping God because some people not right with God. I'm glad that. Some people use anything excuse stop worshiping God. They went on worshiping God even at time, a low time in life. This is Elkanah, her husband. He worshiping Lord. In verses 4-5, when time for offerings came, and he gave a worthy, some say mean double portion, Hannah, rather than Penina, because he loved her so much. I love my Donna. I love get her things. I'm going to buy her thing here too. I got my eye on pictures, things I'm going to buy her. Couple week ago, I pastor with, and this pastor church, they took me, bought me my black suit and my black shoes and those airplane safe, and no, airport safe. They don't have metal in. I walk right through, don't have to take them off. They soft, I like them. So pastor bought me. So I get home and I say, I can't go home all this without my Donna or something. So please take me Morrow. Take me Dillard's. I want to buy my Donna. So, okay, take it. I carry Dillard car and penny card, so I buy my Donna things. We go in. Men, you're going to love this. You're going to love it. They having a sale. That's the first thing I like. 40 cents off, Jeff. That's a good sale. And so I go in, and in 10 minutes, I had picked out whole outfit. Now that, ladies, is something great. 10 minutes, I conquered Dillard's. In 10 minutes, I came, I conquered. Took me longer that get checked out. Beautiful outfit. My Donna loved it too. Now listen, this dear husband loved that wife. You know, every one of us have it better than we think. Don't let some person, don't let a Penina rob you of what, of enjoying blessings God have given you. Don't let that. Sometime a pastor will let just one old hard-hearted person spoil the joy of pastoring 98% people loving. Don't let it happen. Or maybe, boy, I heard Pastor Betrayal last night. That awesome message. He up there, he's got back broken in 4 places, got a body cast on, both wrists, got casts everywhere, all over body. And I asked him after, I say, you in a lot of pain. He said, do you take Tylenol? Go on. I felt like sissy after hearing that. Good night. Listen to me. Every one of us have something life that God has perhaps even put there. Now, Hannah could have got mad at God. I'm glad she didn't. She didn't get mad at God. God, okay, I'm mad at you. Didn't. You've heard me tell before here of how that really that night that I was able to look up to God and say, dear God, I will not be mad at you. If I never walk again, I won't be mad at you. That when I broke through the wall of storm into the eye, and boy, that a peace place. Now, storm's still going, but eyes in the eye, that we're one to be. Now, listen to me. Hannah could have blamed her husband. This is what I get because you marry other women. Now, I have lived misery. And he should marry, had two wives. But blaming Elkanah, not going to solve thing either. Could have blamed Penina for misery, because Penina wrong what doing to her. But that isn't approach she takes. Do you know, it tell here about how Penina attacked her, but not one word of Hannah attacking back. Hannah handled right way. We'll see, wait a minute. I believe the meningitis I had, I believe that was of God. I do. There are things I don't like about the results. I still do battle pain. A few weeks ago, the cluster headaches I have, I get an aura right before they come. I have 30 minutes to get medication start if I catch aura right. I carry medicine. I have it here in my pocket, and I can take that. I get a head start on it, and then I go through with cluster headache. They're not things that will stop pain, but it can control pain. So if I catch right, I can go through better and function. And I had a whole month. I have weekly bout with them. I don't medicate. If you go to a pain clinic like I do, they'll say number between 1 and 10, mean 1, you're doing great. 10 is off wall, you're hurting so bad. What number are you? Well, I live in 3, 4, 5 rank, but I don't medicate 3, 4, 5. I believe this. Not always God will us live pain-free. Those that don't want to live with 3, 4, 5 become drug addicts. They medicate everything. I only start medication 7, 8, 9. Number 10, my medicine doesn't handle. I have to go hospital for that. God's so good to me. I've only had that happen just a few times. Just a few. Because I didn't have regular insurance when it happened. You see, my illness, I have some for other things, but not anything related to those. Because that was a preconceived condition. So that isn't right word, preconceived. It's another word, but I can't think it. But it was before. So let me tell you how good the Lord is. My Donna, I save up. If I have to go to emergency room, they can call my doctor 24-hour day. My doctor tell him, give him this. Don't need to do nothing else. This helped him. And that, and I go home. So my Donna, I save. We save. Sometimes that costs about $1,000. That terrible in one little visit. But we have set aside that much. Now, reason to tell that is I know people hurting, suffering. They don't have money all for any of that. My heart go them out. If we just realize sometimes God does put things in life, may not feel good, but yet part of plan of God. And meningitis, that part of plan God in my life. Like Job said, this appointed me. This was appointed me. Now the second one is allowed of God. Allowed of God. Penina attacking Hannah, I don't believe ordained to God. I don't believe God caused that. I think God allowed that. See, I don't believe God caused bad people to kill people. I don't believe God causes those terrible men, Baghdad and stuff, killing people. I don't believe God causes that, but God allows that. God allows that people mistreat. That's my second word. Hannah was miserable. Secondly, under a lout of God, she was mistreated. She didn't do thing wrong, but mistreated. David mistreated by Saul. Please remember this. If authority in your life mistreats you, it doesn't give you right to mistreat them. Please remember that. And in a set of books I have back there called Dory, and then the other sequel is No Place Cry. Let me tell you just about that to fit what I'm wanting to say here. Dory is name of girl in 40s whose mother didn't love her and took and gave her away orphanage. Orphanage then placed her foster homes. And in almost each of foster homes, that she in and out them. And in most of them, she was physically, sexually abused by a male member. A terrible thing. I can't tell a lady I understand. I don't, but I can say I've cried when I read. The title book means this. When she, a girl, trying to hide from these awful men, she said, there are times I didn't have place to cry. I think sexual and physical abuse of child is maybe some worst things can happen. But Dory got saved. She go to Bible college. She meet and marry a Baptist preacher. She went to mission field 35 years. Her husband died now. And she writing how God give her grace through that. So, one of place in book, she said this, how could God stand back and let people do this to innocent child? And then she gave some wonderful answer that only somebody who'd been there could give like she does. But I kept thinking, God, is there any example in Bible of child abuser? Is there one at all? And for weeks I ponder, think. But Lord, was there? My reading one day about Manasseh, a wicked king Israel. Bible say he's so wicked he did worse than all others in causing Israel sin. And all the terrible thing God tell do. I believe worst was when God added this and he made his children pass through the fire. I read up on that some. They say, I don't know these things, but hear what they say. That in that daytime to those false gods, they have like big furnace and they take a baby still alive and throw into that fire. Or some say it like they had brazen idol made out of brass. That I think is word brazen and brass. And they build fire in belly up till red hot. And then take baby and lay in arms of that idol to die. Oh, I can't imagine. You see, how could God let that happen? Not just one child. I believe if I, God, when he did that first child, I could have figured way out where he'd have tripped and fell in himself. I believe I could have done it. Believe I could have done it. Or somebody next to him just cough at wrong time and in he goes, see. I could come up some way. I know I could. You know, I don't think child abusers should God have any mercy. But let me tell you, Manasseh, God sent judgment. Manasseh carried captive. And Bible say he cried unto God and repented. And you know what? God forgave him. Do you know, I can't conceive such long suffering. I can't. But God's so long suffering. When this man asked forgiveness of even that kind of child abuse, God forgave. People get mad at God. They don't really get mad at God of Bible. They get mad at God of their own mind or thinking. Because if knew God of Bible well enough, they wouldn't get mad at Him. I try comfort people as travel. And I do travel a lot. Since last year, I've gone 50 Sundays out of year. But there are a lot of hurting people. I love them and I want to help them. And I'm busy. I guess that means there's great demand for retarded evangelists. I don't know. I never call anybody else retarded but me. Well, I take it back. I use it a couple times when Clinton was in the White House. But I couldn't help it. I think God amened it too. But listen to me. As I travel, I was asked to go to a home of a couple whose daughter killed on interstate. Let me tell you how it happened. There was big fog and there's a pileup. And daughter in her little car, and tractor trailer in fog ran right into back, smashed her into another vehicle. She trapped inside and burned up. But listen, here's somebody no more I ever know. Here, dear layperson, loves God. And he say this to me, Pastor. He said, you know, I believe God. And here, I'm going to try to get words right. Omniscient, which means He all-knowing. God knew that going to happen. God did know. He's also omnipotent. Omnipotent. That means He all-powerful. And He could have stopped it, but He chose not. But He said this, God omnipresent. That means He everywhere, all time. He said, I couldn't be there, my daughter. But God was in that seat with her. He said, she didn't die alone. She died with God, holding her. And He said, that comfort me. Now, that's how I apply Bible. That's how I apply Word of God. When I pastor, I only remember last few years, they asked me to stay. And let me say this. I had two things there. I had two deacons. One deacon was greatest friend a preacher ever had. I always like to tell that because a deacon can be a pastor's best friend. Then I had one deacon was worst I could have. And he tack and break hard to me. I didn't even know how much he doing behind back until after resigned. And I'm glad I did it. I didn't know that he's so mad my Donna that he wouldn't shake her hand. She didn't tell me till after I resigned because she knew I'd be deaking if I knew that. Nobody's not going to shake hand my Donna and be deacon. He's gone. That all is. He don't have to shake my hand, but he better hers. You know, Lord's sort of like that, His church, too. You better be careful how you treat His church. It'll sure rile Him up. He loves it, doesn't He? This man hurt me. All did hurt me. A heartache is worse pain than headache. Now, listen to me. Let me just say this. I don't think any church members should ever vote against their pastor. I don't. Let me ask this. I know that some people think, oh, okay, you think pastor be Lord over all. Nobody disagreed. Didn't say that. I just said shouldn't vote against. Let me explain. Wives, if you husband want to do something, you don't agree. I don't think you should tell public you disagree. I think y'all just be quiet about it. I don't think y'all go blab everybody, well, my husband doing something dumb. I don't ever husband do dumb things. Now, stay with me. I don't think any kid here, they don't agree, mom or daddy. I don't think any kid here ought to go out and tell everybody, well, my parents are this. I don't think should. And I don't think church member, if pastor feel led God, I think there are other ways to talk pastor and pray with him other than raising your hand saying, I'm against what pastor believe Lord want him to do. I'm teaching that my son Mark, who my pastor, he said, Dad, what people think? I said, son, listen to me. Sometimes people think they have vote against pastor to be control. If you know, I have what I call dumber than me award. Now, to get it, you have to really be dumb. Now, if you think God has called you straight and passed out by voting against him, you get dumber me award. That's what you get. I'm not talking about false teaching. I'm not talking about immoral life. I'm talking about man of God leading. Did you know when Hannah made her vow, God, later on this chapter, she tell her husband why she didn't want to go up till she weaned child. And her husband said he approved. Now, I believe the reason that said is because a wife make a vow. If husband disagree, he had right to say, no, that don't stand. Didn't he, pastor? I think Hannah, by the way, Elkanah answered, I believe Hannah's saying, is that all right, you husband? He said, that all right, me. That kind of spirit will bring God blessing on you. Hannah had that spirit, but mistreated. But I want you to know that deacon was used of God to help me learn things I would never learn. He hurt me, but God used it. Now, the third thing is she was misunderstood. And that I also include, or I mainly say, used of God. Teenager, let me say this to you right quick, okay? Saul not only mistreated David, Saul mistreated his own son, Jonathan. I'm reading today where Saul, so mad, full of bitter, he threw a spear at his own son, Jonathan, to try killing. Because Jonathan, for David. But Jonathan never threw spear back. And he died fighting beside daddy. Boy, that kind of spirit, God bless. And God sure bless his son, Mephibosheth. That long name son, he bless him real good. There's a name there. But I believe God honored Jonathan. All of us have people mistreat. It's allowed of God. When I at Pastor Gardner's, he put me in a nice place there in Pennsylvania. Pastor Gardner here. And the last day I there, a lady there, husband, she'd been saved, but she lived through Cambodia killing fields. 28 family member died. She was, as a little girl, snuck out of country to live. She said something I had never thought. She said, people say they're good and everybody just doesn't know everybody. She could remember soldiers would capture a woman with child, and they would bet which sex the child was, and then after they got done, cut her open to see what it was and who won bet. She saw things, horrible things she telling about. Horrible. Worse than we ever think. Those are loud of God. I don't know why. I don't know any of us know why. But used of God was when Eli watch her in temple. And she's so broken hearted over this. She makes her vow. But in verse 9, Eli priest sat upon a seat. Spurgeon say about verse 9, said Eli was neglect his children, but he didn't neglect his church. And he's saying maybe Eli's sitting there watching, making sure things right. Verse 10, she in her bitterness of soul prayed to the Lord and wept sore. And as she prayed, do you know this is where it says in verse 11, O Lord of hosts. You see, in this chapter, first time that word used in Bible, Lord of hosts. That is God of armies. She knew God had an army for her. I'm not the one fighting it. It's God's. Remember our battles. So she continued praying there, verse 12. And as she spake in her heart, only lips move, but voice not heard. Eli never saw a thing like that before. And he thinks she drunken. She misunderstood now. She misunderstood. She's been miserable. She's been mistreated. Now she misunderstood by man of God. But now God used that misunderstanding. You know, I believe this. I don't think Eli would have come over to talk her if he hadn't misunderstood, thought lady drunk. I think because he thought this lady drinking. He approached her. And when did, she told him story. And then he said, you go in peace, you got it. God can use that. Everybody here going to go through misunderstanding. People judge you wrong, judge you motive, judge things. That is hurt. That hurt. But let God use our problems. What she did, and I close in verse 15. She said, I haven't drunk, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Said, that's what I've done. Handling her problems, we need to handle same way she did. Pour out our soul unto God. Oh, if we'd learn attacking back, if we would learn bitterness, anger at others, God will never solve. What we need solve problem of mistreatment. Some of you no doubt have that. Hannah had lived with another woman who constant mistreat her. Oh, that must have been hard, but God gave her victory. And God will you. Hear what I ask you to pour out your soul to God. There are two times everybody needs to get real close to God. If you want to write them down, they might help you. Two times everybody need to get real close to God. Number one, when you're hurting, you need to get real close to God. And then number two, when you're not hurting, you need to get real close to God. Because somebody else is and needs you. When you're hurting, you not solve hurts by attacking. Pour your soul out to God. That way to solve problem. If somebody else hurting and you love them, you pour your heart out, your soul out for those people. God can help them. My Donna helps me through so many things. But it's not, my Donna can do only so much. God has to do things that no human can do. Don't depend on husband, wife, everybody else. There have to be times we depend God. Pour it out, God. Sometimes we demand people help us that can't do it. Only God can. My Donna, I may have told you, one of my weakness faith is I get scared of storms. I'm scared of storms. My Donna said never was before sick, but I am now. We live nice double wide home mobile, but I have Frady Ho back behind, buddy. That a storm cellar, what a Frady Ho is. And when it comes, I go. I get in there. Me and my dog just like me, scared storm, we get in together. But oh, early days, when we didn't have storm cellar, I'd lay on my Donna lap when storm come, and she would rub my head and sing me Ron Hamilton song, "When Shadow Fall and Night Cover All." And she'd sing that. My Donna can't beat a tornado, but I comforted in her arms. But I want you to know, God said, underneath are the everlasting arms. Those are arms I have all time in. And you do too. Let's pray. Lord, help us when problems in life come.